نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we are at Surah Al-Ma'arij. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'azabin waqir. Lil-kafirin laysa lahu dafir. Min Allahi zil-Ma'arij, ta'arudu al-Malaikatu wal-Ruhu ilayhi fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana. فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا صدق اللہ العظیم. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. A petitioner has requested for the chastisement of God which will come anyhow. لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ. For the disbelievers, there is none who can avert this chastisement from coming. Now, what is the meaning of these two ayat? Despite the difference among the interpreters, that who is referred to here, who has requested for azab? Generally, the mufassirin have said that it was a kafir, disbeliever, a mushrik of Makkah, namely Nasr bin Haris. He had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has been mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, Allahumma in kana haza huwa al-haqqa min indika fa amtir alayna hijaratan min as-sama. O Allah, if it is true what Muhammad is saying, and if his claim that he is the messenger sent by you is true, then send on us a rain of stones. This was actually to show to their people, the common people, that we really don't believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Had we any idea that there is a possibility of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, would pray for this, that Allah should send upon us a rain of stones. So this is one interpretation. But the other interpretation is that it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who requested the hastening of the chastisement for the people. I had this idea, but now I have, and I can be very confidently saying this, because Shah Abdul Qadir, rahimahullah, in his famous Mujahid Quran, he has also expressed this opinion. This was a request from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, don't give them more respite. Now the matter should be settled. And we have it. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be in a haste about them. So give them some respite. فَمَحْهِلْهُمْ. So if this is in the same way. And because now you the pair now of surahs, Al-Ma'arij, the second surah of this pair is Suratul Nuh. And we know, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, how he prayed for the chastisement and azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keeping these two surahs, that they are together in Quran, it also supports the view that here the reference is to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A petitioner has requested that the chastisement that has to come anyhow, let it come early. But when it comes, none will be able to avert it from the disbelievers. مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ. And it will come from Allah, who is the Lord of the stairways of the ascent to the heavens. All these ascents, you know, they are owned and controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 sana. The ruh, ar-ruh, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and the angels, they ascend to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a day which is equal to 50,000 years. This ayah is definitely from Ayatul Mutashabihat. You can't say what it means. Mostly people think that this is the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. We shall have it in Surah Al-Muzammil. يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. So that is so long a day.
50,000 years of our reckoning and accounting. But my view is, Wallahu Alam, that actually it means that as far as the angels and Jibreel and Ruh, also the arwah of human beings are concerned, they need no time whatsoever. In Alam-e-Amr, I have said many a times, this time factor doesn't exist. The same instant, Jibreel can be here, and the same instant he can be on the arsh. There's no time. But if a thing which moves here in your material world, with the highest possible speed that you can imagine, this distance is as much that the, according to the material world, a thing will take 50,000 years to cover this distance. This is, in my opinion, the meaning of this ayah. And Allah knows the best. فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, endure patiently. فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. With the patience of beautiful contentment. صَبْرِ جَمِيل. One sabr is that you have to take it anyhow, although you are resenting from within. And the other is okay. If my Lord wishes this, okay. I am also pleased. I am happy. First, miss of Jamila. Don't make haste. You want to give them respite. So you also please wait. First, miss of Jamila. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. These people, they see that this chastisement or this last day, this day of resurrection or the Asa, is very, very far away. Wadarahu qareeba. And we see it. It's very near. They think that it's very far off. But surely we see it. It's very dear. Yawma takunu samaa'u kal muhl. Now, the scenery, scenario of that day. Yawma takunu samaa'u kal muhl, the day when the heaven shall be looking as a molten brass. Wa takunu al jibalu kal ihn. And the mountains shall be as flakes of dyed wool. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. And no friend will be taking care of any of his friends. Nafsi, nafsi. Everybody will be thinking of his own soul. Somehow I should be saved. Nobody will ask anybody else. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be made to see one another. They will be seeing. He is my friend. But he is not caring for me. Here is my father. But he is not caring for me. Here is my son or brother. He is not caring for me. You must follow them. They will be there to see each other. Yabatul mujrimu. The guilty will like and wish. Law yaftadi min azabi yawm ayzin. They would like to be ransomed from the chastisement of the day by banihi, his own children, sons and daughters. Wa sahibatihi wa akhihi. And the wife, and the brother, wa fasilatihi allati tuwihi, and his whole family who sheltered him. Take them all, throw them in the hell. Save me, please. Law yaftadi min azabi yawmi izim bi banih, wa sahibatihi wa akhihi, wa fasilatihi allati tuwihi, wa man fil ardi jami'an, and all who are in this world. Take them all, throw them in the hell. First, please save me. Please save me. This subject comes in the last part also. In Surah Al-Abbas, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Every man will run away from his father, from his mother, from his son, from his wife. Everyone will be thinking about himself. كَلَّا. Not. Certainly not. إِنَّهَا لَغَا. That hell is a flaming fire. نَزَّاتًا لِلشَّوَا. It snatches away the scalp skin or the livers. Two meanings of shawa. تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. This hell will call, come to me. Everyone who turns his back and he turns away and goes away, not listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you are not listening to him. On that day, hell will call you and pull you towards itself. Man adbara wa tawalla, who turned their faces and turned their backs. Wa jama fa'u'a. Throughout their life, they were busy in amassing wealth and then withholding it. Inna al-insana khuliqa halu'a. Verily, surely, man has been created impatient. Idha massahu ash-sharru jazua. When evil touches him, he is mourning and groaning and weeping. Wa idha massahu al-khairu manu'a. And when he has some good, some wealth, then he wants to act niggardly and miserly. Illa al-musalleen. From this character, only those are exceptions, illa al-musalleen, who perform their salah regularly. Alladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun, who are very constant regarding their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And those in whose wealth there is a right known for the beggar and the deprived. They don't think whatever Allah has given us, it is for our only use. No, they think that there is a share for the poor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included in our wealth. And we have to give it away. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who believe in the truth of the day of judgment, day of recompense. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And those who remain fearful of the chastisement of their Lord. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَعْمُونَ. Surely, from the chastisement of your Lord, none should feel secure. You should always be fearing it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. These ayat are very similar to the ayat number 1 to 11 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their private parts, that is, they keep their chastity. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. Except for their wives, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Or the concubines whom their right hands possess. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. For them, there is no blame. Sex is not evil in itself. No, it's permissible. You are married, you are wife, okay, you can have a sex. There's nothing bad. So, but, فَمَنْ لِتْتَغَى وَرَى ذَلِكْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. But those who seek more beyond these, then they are the transgressors. They will be brought to the book. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who preserve their trust and their covenants. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And those who guard, who firmly stand by their testimonies. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their salah. No salah should go off. They have to be very regular in it. Now see, all these qualities or characteristics begin with salah, end with salah. Same was the case in Surah Al-Mu'minun. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ اتَّقَىٰ وَرَأَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So these two places of Quran, they are very similar to each other. But the most important point to note is that in, among all these characteristics, first and last, at both these places is Salah. As-Salaat al-Imadu Deen. This is the central pillar of our Deen. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتِ مُكْرَمُونَ. These people will be honored in the garden of paradise. فَمَا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُهْطِعِينَ. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ stood in some public place to recite Quran, people ran to him from the right to the left to stop him. So that picture is given here. فَمَا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُحْتَرِينَ. What has happened to these people, these disbelievers? They hasten to you. عَلِ الْيَمِينَ وَعَلِ الشِّمَالِ عِزِينَ. From the right and from the left, in bands, groups. أَيَتْمَعُ كُلُّمْ رَيْنِ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ النَّعِيمِ. The Prophet might have thought that they are coming towards the right path. They want to listen to Quran. They are coming to me with good intentions. But no. أَيَتْمَعُ كُلُّمْ رَيْنِ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ النَّعِيمِ. Does every one of them wish that he should be entered into the garden of bliss? Allah, not at all, nothing doing. This is not your intention. But they want to stop you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun. We know, we created them from what they know. They know that we created them from the drop of sperm. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ إِلَّا لَقَادِرُونَ. But nay, and I swear by the Lord of all the East and all the West that we are certainly able, عَلَىٰ نُبَدِّلَ خَيْرًا مِنْهُمْ, to substitute others better than they. When they die, in their place, we can create, we can give new bodies to them. And maybe those better bodies will be better than these bodies that they have in this world. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. And we are not to be defeated. Whatever we wish, we'll do. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُوا وَيَلَعَبُوا. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave them for a while. To plunge into meaningless talk, meaningless talk, يَخُوذُوا وَيَلَعَبُوا, and play. Until they meet the day, حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوَعَدُونَ. Until they meet the day which they have been promised. يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْعِجْدَاسِ السِّرَاعِ. When they will all come out from their graves, hastily, running. كَانَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصُبٍ يُوْفِذُونَ. As if they are racing to a goal post. As if when you are racing and you are competing with each other, in the same way these will come out from the graves and run. خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Their looks will be downcast. تَرْحَقُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. And humiliation will cover them. Their faces will be showing the signs of humiliation. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوَعَدُونَ. This is the day, that day which they were promised that the day is to come. That is the day of Qiyamah. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات